The one common denominator is the fact when there are a bunch of cruise ships in port, it doesn't work properly.
This is the first summer where I'll just either get no service or dropped calls, or my data is extremely slow or will not connect at all.
My big problem and the reason why I wrote the Better Business Bureau and my senator was that it's starting to interfere with my work life.
Some part of my service won't work at some part of every day. Sometimes my text messages won't go through or I won't receive them from other people. Sometimes I can't make phone calls or they're dropped. I just can't ever figure out when something's going to work or not.
That was Andrew Cremata, Nicole Chandler, Chris Potter, and Crystal Rain. They are all current AT&T wireless customers. And they are among many Skagway residents who are increasingly vexed over what they say is unacceptable cell phone service. This summer's connectivity issues in Skagway are putting the kibosh on friends talking to friends, but the continuing disruption in cell service is thwarting new customers from reaching businesses and hampering credit card processing. And many worry that unreliable cell service poses a threat to public safety.
I've had people on the assembly and other comment to me about the cell phone service, and I've noticed it myself that we've had problems. It's really frustrating for everybody, ourselves included.
Skagway Borough Manager Scott Hahn says City Hall has tried to get answers.
So we've looked into this stuff, but we haven't found any good avenue other than people complaining. And in fact, the numbers of complaints are going to do more than just having Mama Municipality voice their concern, in my opinion.
It's hard to determine what is actually causing the breakdown in service. AT&T, GCI, and Verizon provide cell phone service in Skagway, and customers of all three companies are reporting ongoing problems with connectivity during daytime hours on every day of the week. Here's AT&T customer Crystal Rain.
They're always trying to tell me that it's something to do with my device. I've reiterated that it's an entire town that has problems, regardless of device type, device capability, service, carrier, and they just keep giving me the same broken record answer.
According to Tom Cochran of Alaska Power and Telephone, some kind of outage regularly happens on Thursdays when the cruise ship Ruby Princess arrives at the ore dock.
In talking to AT&T this morning, they actually tried to adjust the angle of the antenna before the ship got there, but it didn't necessarily seem to work.
Kirby Day is Southeast spokesman for Princess Cruises. Day says his company is fully aware of the Thursday outages in Skagway, and that for the past 2 weeks, Princess has been actively working with AT&T to come up with a solution.
We believe, we're not 100% sure, but we believe the Ruby Princess being one deck higher, taller than most of the ships that have typically been at the ore dock in the past, maybe blocking the line of sight for the antenna for AT&T.
The Ruby Princess is scheduled to berth at the ore dock in Skagway every Thursday through September 10th, so outages will keep happening unless AT&T relocates its telecommunications infrastructure at 108 Alaska Street. As for the reported ongoing problems with Skagway cell service, wireless companies are not forthcoming with specific reasons. KHNS reached out to AT&T for comment, and spokesman Andy Colley declined an interview. Instead, he emailed a company statement that said, quote, "When multiple cruise ships pull into port, they may interfere with AT&T's wireless network signal and affect coverage at times." The statement also says the company is investigating the issue and working to return service to normal as soon as possible. The problem Skagway customers have is that normal service is no longer acceptable. On July 23rd, a day-long outage affected hundreds of Skagway cell phone and landline customers. When Skagway AT&T customer Andrew Cremata called the company that day to complain once again,
the customer representative said, "Well, it says here in bold red print on my computer screen that the tower is severely degraded."
Cremata says he doesn't buy the blocking cruise ship theory. Maybe it's causing the Thursday outages connected to the Ruby, but he doesn't believe the cruise ships are to blame for all of Skagway's cell phone problems this summer.
A cruise ship doesn't block from a 360-degree angle. It would only block a certain amount of the town. So I don't know that I necessarily even believe that to begin with.
Last Friday, July 30th, Verizon upgraded their cell service in Skagway by partnering with Ketchikan Public Utilities. KPU owns a cell site in Skagway, which Verizon customers now use. Here's Verizon spokesman Scott Charleston.
Since Friday, there's been a tremendous uptick, of course, in data usage. It's a 4G LTE network, which is the fastest kind.
Borough Manager Scott Hahn encourages unhappy cell phone customers to complain to their carrier.
What will really get AT&T listening is if the numbers come in of complaints that, and I think that's what happened with Verizon. They were getting so many complaints from cruise ship passengers that volume was too much to handle, so they complied with trying to improve service.
Customers can also submit complaints to the Federal Communications Commission, the body that regulates cell phone companies across the country. Complaints can be filed online via the FCC's Consumer Help Center. Reporting in Skagway, I'm Greta Mart.